It is that time. We are back with our weekly installment of Big Head Bets. Big Head Bets, where this program's digital content producer, James Kelly, tells you how to get paid. Talks about potential bets, hypothetical bets that you might make that are for, quote, entertainment purposes only. So why do we do this? Well, for one, it's because it's for entertainment purposes only. And because he's got a gigantic head. A gigantic head with plenty of useful information rattling around within. Okay, Rome. So why are you providing the dude with the giant dome such valuable real estate on such a world-renowned, nationally syndicated radio program? It's a good question. And the answer is because that big head is really good at it. And he's getting all of us paid. All of us. He continues to provide entertainment for all of us. Are you not entertained? However, quickly, if you need some numbers for me to back this up with, here they are. While these picks are, in fact, for entertainment purposes only, had you actually gotten down with real money, think where you'd be right now. On air, the head is 8-3-1 in the NFL against the spread. Find me somebody else who can do that. He's 2-0 against or for the UFC. He's 1-0 in the MLB playoffs, and he cashed. Disgust. A plus 1,000 bet on Bryson DeChambeau for entertainment purposes only. How's that for data? We go to him right now. He is the big head. He is James Kelly. He is live. He is on the phones. What's cracking, head?
Not much, Jim Rome. What's going on?
How do you like that intro?
Dude, beautiful.
You earned it, head. Your head is gigantic. All right, so there are some crazy, crazy fat lines this weekend. I know you're looking at them. Let me start right here. The Rams are looking to bounce back from that loss to Buffalo, and they have one of the ultimate get-right opponents in the sad sack New York Giants. But, head, if you want the Rams, you have to lay 13 points. Are you willing to do so?
So the answer is yes, but... I mean, it is crazy, Jim. This line actually started at -9, okay? So it jumped 4 freaking points.
Wow.
So you would absolutely, yeah. You'd always take the plus 13 probably of that. But like you just said, it's the Giants, and they are terrible. So I have to go with the Rams minus 13 right here. The Giants can't run the football, and that's what you do against the Rams D. So if they can't, and they also can't pass block, so I'd expect Aaron Donald to go off once again. And also, Jared Goff is playing incredible football, and Nick Mullins threw for 343 yards against this Giants pass D, so I'd expect Goff to go off. I think McVay will have these guys motivated after what happened last week at Buffalo, Jim. Minus 13 for the Rams.
I got to be honest with you, head. I didn't hear one word you just said because there's a graphic behind me that I just swung around to take a look at. And for the first time ever during this show, I broke out my phone and I took a picture of the graphic behind me. Dude, are you seeing how they're doing you? First of all, where did you get all that hair? Where did you get that suit? You are dashing, man. You have never looked so good.
Photoshop. Yep.
That is incredible.
I'm pretty good
looking. Wow, man. And the shirt's not wrinkled. You got a tie. Man, you look good, dude. They did you right. All right, what I did pick up on at the very end of that was Rams minus 13. When's the last time you saw a line jump 4 points? That's incredible.
Well, this year, because of everything that's going on, there's been a couple like that. But, yeah, normally not like that, not that fast. And it's because the Giants are so freaking terrible.
All right, so same exact deal. You've got the Ravens, and they're looking to bounce back from that ass-kicking that the Chiefs laid on them on the big stage on Monday night, and the Washington football team is just what the good doctor ordered. But again, if you want the Ravens, you're going to have to swallow hard and take them minus 13. How's that grab you?
I'm doing it again. I'm going to take minus 13
The
Ravens on the road, yeah.
Go ahead, finish that thought.
Well, it's the NFC East, and the NFC East is terrible. Washington's awful as well. Now, the Ravens... they allowed 517 yards of the Chiefs' offense, but they're a lot better than those numbers would say they are right now. And I think they get right against the Washington here. And Dwayne Haskins Jr., he is not playing good. And in his defense, Jim, he doesn't have much help. So his line can't block very good. I just think the Ravens will just be motivated from that Monday night poor game, and I think John Harbaugh will have him right. And also the Ravens offense, look, they run, and they can run against his Washington defense. Washington's strength on defense is their pass rush, and it doesn't look like Chase Young will play on Sunday. And Lamar, he has dominated everybody but the Chiefs, and until proven otherwise, I expect a bounce back here. I'm going to go with the road minus 13 favorite in the Baltimore Ravens here.
He is the big head. He's coming in and telling you how to get down or providing entertainment. That's amazing, right? I mean, you've taken two teams that are minus 13, not one, but two. Let me ask you about this. You've got the Saints minus 4 against Detroit. I think that Drew Brees, personally, I think, James, he's still a pretty effective quarterback. Maybe not what he was, but he's got some weapons around him. Not all of them, but he does have weapons. And while that noodle may not be what it was, mentally he's never been better. So my question is, do the Saints handle their business in Detroit minus 4?
Okay, so I agree with everything on Brees right there, too. And I think it is worrisome as the season goes on, but I do take the Saints here minus 14 in Detroit. He hasn't looked good, but either as a Lions defense, their defense is not good. Brees even actually might get Mike Thomas back. Is it looking that way? And even if he doesn't, Jim, they shouldn't need him. The Lions D is allowing 170 yards a game on the ground, so maybe instead of dinking and dunking like Brees does all the time to Alvin Kamara, maybe they hand it off to him more. Him and Latavius Murray should have big days. And the Saints defense, they're not living up to their potential by no means, but they're a hell of a lot more talented than they have been playing. So I think Cam Jordan and their D-line get right here. I'm going Saints minus 4 against a one-dimensional Lions pass offense.
That makes sense to me. And as far as Alvin Kamara goes, I think we know, big head, it doesn't matter how they get it to him as long as they get hit to him in space. Listen, is
incredible.
There anything else that you're looking at or maybe that you've already done? You get sneaky like this. Sometimes you get down and you don't tell me until after the fact when you've already won. And I'm guessing there are times when you get down and you lose and you don't tell me. I want to know right now, is there anything that you've done that we don't know about that maybe you've already hit?
Yeah, I'm all over the MLB playoffs. And before the playoffs started, I actually hit and I got the Yankees at plus 650 to win the whole thing, Jim.
Wow.
And I do this, I hedge with somebody else, and the team I'm hedging with actually is the Dodgers with plus 325. So I got great value with the Yankees. Before the season started, I think the Yankees were like at plus 300. So now getting them at plus 650, it's a good bet with Garrett Cole in that offense. So I got two teams out there to make a little bit of money, and then the Preakness is Saturday.
Dude, I was going to ask you, we have not discussed that at all this week. Have you been looking at the Preakness? Have you broken that down?
I have, and Authentic, who won the Kentucky Derby, he's favored here, so you can't get great value there. I think I'm going to go with Art Collector. He's at plus 250. It's not the greatest value, but he's been banged up all year. He hasn't lost a race all year, and obviously the Preakness is shorter than a lot of these races, and I think I'm going to hit Art Collector.
He's a nice animal. He is a nice equine athlete. I know the folks that are behind Authentic. They tell me he is doing well. He's training well. It's a big ask. We'll see. That's a big-time race. He is the big head. One last thought. Did you do anything with the Lakers prior to the start of the series? Weren't they like minus 330 or minus 350?
Minus 330 is the number that we got. And
Don't drag me into this. I don't do this.
I'm sorry, we as in me. My bad.
The royal we.
Minus 330.
Right. All right, so did you hit that?
Oh, I hit it hard. The Heat they have no shot to win this series. They're horrible.
And to be fair to you, Head, I want to say this for the record for all the clones. Whereas everybody, myself included, were saying, Heat, Heat, Heat. They may not win, but they're going to be a tough out. They're going to make this a long series. They've got culture. They've got grit. They've got toughness. They're well coached. I want to say for the record, and you and I have these conversations off the air, man, you were dogging them from the very start. Like, you had no, I don't want to say no respect, but you didn't expect a long series even before those guys started going down, did you?
Yeah, I think that no respect is probably accurate. I think they're the worst team in the last 20 years in the NBA Finals. I think the East is so bad. I think you would need actually like a healthy Kevin Durant to make this NBA Finals actually competitive. I think that's how bad they are. And I don't know if they get out of the Western Conference first round, Jim. I don't think they're that good, and now that they're banged up, I mean, there's no way they win this series. Are you compete?
When did you become a hot take artist? I mean, you're a hot take factory. They wouldn't get out of the first round in the West. And actually, no respect is accurate.
Yeah.
Damn head.
I don't think it's a hot take, man. You're not good.
Why is your voice cracking then? You've got the deepest voice in the world. I don't think it's a hot take, man. I think they suck. Steve, you're on the clock, James Kelly. And now you're out of time. Great job, dude. If I were you, I'd go to the monitor. If you're not watching yourself on TV right now, you look like you're 21. Handsome,
you
head full of hair, tie, nice suit. Nice job, big head. Good job.
Thanks, Jim.
James Kelly is the best. He just smashed the Heat. I said, I'm not going to say that you didn't give them any respect. And his response was, and I quote, "Actually, Jim, no respect is accurate. They would need Kevin Durant to make this competitive. They couldn't get out of the first round in the West." All right, so if you're looking for this and you want to follow along, I'm not saying get down, I'm saying follow along, because this is for entertainment purposes only. He's got the Rams minus 13. He's got the Ravens minus 13. He's got the Saints minus 4. He got in on the Yankees at plus 650. James Kelly getting better and better. Let's see how his picks do when we come back. Good job, Big Head. Big Head just hit me up and said, "Damn, that looks good and is accurate." Bro, find yourself a mirror. That's incredible. The boyish good looks of James Kelly.